tempo, Paulo.
What's happening? Nice old Aoife. I'm from Dublin, and I told me Ma I was coming to Cork for Culture Night. I know, so it gets better after that, I was only joking. Yeah. But I did actually tell her that, and she said, "Beck off." She's right as well. So that was five words. About five words. And this is a thing called Bard, and a bit of a song at the start to relax my nerves. Don't mind me if I close my eyes, if he's all disappeared, that's okay too. Pen in the hand and the rhyme comes pouring. Onto the street and the concrete scorching. The haves and the not haves non-stop warring. Fractions dividing, never mourning. 8 mile. What's that in killing meter? And tell me how many M&Ms can you fit into a single 7-seater? Good Jesus, Peter buried from Paul in order to pay Peter. And now Paddy and Papadopoulos be dancing to the dictator. Actum scheisse. What's that in the plane yard? Scusi, signor, no siesta for the Spaniard. Rome, protect your Florence from the machine. It seems only Paris pour the guilt on the hilltown, if you know what I mean. Oh, for far too long we've been overly subservient, way too obedient. I mean, isn't it self-evident we'd be a throwaway ingredient? And now they implement the neo-capitalistic punishment. So much mismanagement and misgovernment. But the rose and all of that wish-wash will be Play-Doh like Play-Doh, molding mounds of death dash. Working class beguiled into believing them was well posh. Well, the Batman played Scatman, giving it his bish-bosh. Not even Columbus could avoid and circumnav this due diligence. No silly bus is immune to the tune played by this silly gent. We'd be consumed and encompassed by the gangrene gobbledygook. It's like the mainstream has been butchered and is now but the broken ball and babbling brook. And the crook at the top standards float at the bottom. Ah, but the feet's on the streets know the core of that scraper is rotten. And it is begotten what will lead to its eventual topple. But no drama, 'tis karma in a cute little ketchup bottle. I'm a no-holds-barred holding no bars back on the one horse of such force, and I am riding it bareback. I have no saddle, it got clipped in the cutback, but thank fuck I hid my paddle. I slipped it into my butt crack. Oh, fuck, far too. True story. For far too long we've been overly so easily controllable, too cheesily consolable, bewitched by a bubble, convinced we could double. But when the force came and we became Barney Rubble, it was like as if the Blarney Stone grew Blarney Stubble. After the fold, rushing after the gold crash, the con leopard's laden with a nitchy bitchy old rash. Back on the stretcher, monthly hatcher, agenda Kenny is the of that maggot hatcher. Oh, for far too long, we've been so far stretched. Forlornly followed the flip that was so far-fetched. Immersed in a plot not even Shakespeare could have sketched. I am sick to my stomach. So well wretched, I am bent over backwards, puking in the ballot box, a dunce dancing clueless and shoeless, and wearing odd ballot socks, pirouetting on the page, practicing me primmy pen tricks. But look, Luke, I don't want to joke me on puke and end up like Jimmy Hendrix. Oh, imagine a rapper man, or your man that bloke, that chap man, didn't go and blow a cap man. Imagine Lennon and Marley still sweetly jamming. Imagine JFK saw the day when there was no more Vietnam and nor Afghanistan. Imagine what we could do if some of the chosen few crew weren't so busy scheming and scamming. Thank you. I love that accent. I might drop in for that. That will happen. I'm only joking. Just bring in a bit of Dublin for a stroll. This is a little poem to fill in it. And, of course, Rory and all, and cities and all. It's all nonsense. Just lovely humans. And so I'll just go straight into it. It's a chat to fill. And it's probably the longest one I do, so best of luck to your listening on this. Statue Phil. Statue Phil, standing, standing still. Oh, Mac Dades and Brooksales have you outstanding so handy, Phil. And you're looking dandy, Phil, on the level with Jimmy Joyce and Charlie Parnell. But if you're not too careful, you'll be the next Ronald McDonald or Daniel O'Connell or people. This is a boy for Philo, and this is a scribe from a filler. You see, Philo was a fella filler. Philo had filliered in the fuller. Philo's fuller was full of the filler. Yes, know ye that the poetry was pumping in his tin lizzy blood. That the bourbon myths of bourbon shit was pumping through fellow filler's hood. Out straight he knew the nooks and the crannies and some of the grannies of the crooked land. For it was in the crumbling for fellow filler first learned to pick up the filler's pen. Philo was a fella filler farm. Before you fall a colour, a hook and pigeon Irish and a barrel of sea gullet. Philo was a fellow filler who did dub rhyme. Did survive for Phil Dublin it and for Phil Dublin. Oh, how paradoxical, black and white oddsoxical of you to be so uninsular. How karaoke, Phil, perioke, Phil, hotetic, poetic, pen, insular, and so jugular and heartfelt was the pelt of your vernacular. Yes, I guess you were destined busy to sparkle, Phil, so spectacular. And now all these years later, patterns repeat, so circular. For I wake up in the valley of Hercules, and it shatters my soul sometimes when I see it. Like, is it for real or is it an idea? Can I screw it together like a yoke from IKEA? Said I wake up in the valley of Hercules, and the bush gives me grief sometimes when I see it. Like a bird in a cage, I just want to free a reward on the page, and I want a melody. Yeah, I watch it. The Dublin ball, yeah, the town full of drugs and the alcohol, yeah, the boardwalk junkies, the bankling beggars, the muppet monkeys, the insolent beggars, I watch it. The clear ball, yeah, but never in the places I know all of the same shit done by the Garda Shia Khanna, or the elected dopes over there in the doll, yeah, the hometown. Can hammer the count down, but we can rise up above the ground and the pound down the hometown. Can hammer the count down, but we can rise up above the ground and the pound down. I walk through the capital of Ireland, the dough queue with the workforce up for hire, man. The many heads are down, but nothing to inspire them. I see in their eyes the anger and the fire in them. I live in the suburb of the D5, it's an odd number, so I guess I'm from the north side. Cooler, Danville, Danville, Belcamp, Mountview. These were spots where once I did float through, and I've seen it with me on to Sula, how folk chase the cash because the lack of it wields it, and I've heard it with me on to Clueless, on the Joe, on the Dart, on the bus, in the Lewis, on the Vicious. Pathetic chin waggery, the smile in the face with the dose of backstabbery, the people begrudging other people, the robotic greaseballs OD and the diesel, the hometown can hammer the count down, but it soon lifts when I hear a bit of the boys are back in town. I can be a buckle builder, out of shape and out of tune like, but I soon mend when I re-befriend the dance and the moonlight. I mean, like, for 40 years or more, Phil, your recordings have been with me, from vinyl to cassette tape to CD to M&M, MP3 poetry. It has hit me and its impact was instant, the jab to my heart. It was love at first listen, a fan from the start, and your music is timeless, yeah. For now my own doctor likes, and your music will always be sung around open fires and at open mics, and your music will always be sung as long as Dublin is lit by that lift. Dublin will hold you forever young, the same way you beautifully held a riff. For Dublin loves Lizzie, Dublin loves Philip, and the Dean of that city always, always will. Oh, Philip was a fellow filler who did Dublin disavow for Phil Dublin it and for Phil Dublin. I've written loads of words in my hand. Oh yeah, I'd like to share this one. I don't know actually the name of the street, but it's very close to here. I call it Charity Shop Street. Do you know the one I'm talking about? What's it called in real life?
Goldgate.
North Main Street.
Oh,
not Main Street.
Not Main
Street.
Jesus, I haven't played, see? No, Charity Shop Street will do me. But, anyway, I was walking up there today, and I just thought of this poem again. I haven't done this one in a while, so if I can do this one, I'll be happy out, and then I don't know how long I have, but I'm away.
You
want to
just slap in your Irish rap.
So this is called Ox Family. I'm old enough. Oh, correct. That was the other reason. I was fitting through the cork nose, having a very bad bit of food. And so that's a rail, that's alright. And I wouldn't say. But anyway, just through that, it was just the thing about checks are gone today or something like that. Bye bye check.
Have a moment silence. Moment silence.
You'll never write another check again. So this is called Ox Family. I'm old enough to bounce a check. I mean, check the bounce, yeah. I was an 8-year-old pup lapping up the James Larkin of the Lech for Wednesday. The solidarity and the ships, and then after the Arthur Scargill in the mine. I remember that well, I've a good recollection of that time. I'm old enough and still termin' feckin' cute. And oh, seriously, there were starving kids, bulging bellies on the bus getting my feckin' youth. Solidarity, solid charity, shit with so much solidity you'd think we'd be solid apparently. But horse, copperlids, donkeys oscillator, and still we Roxanne. Still got Bernardo's, Vincenzo's, gold, go to concern, and God damn. Was force-fed in the head that charity begins at home. So much so that when the shit hits the fan, it's fine if it happens in a different time zone. The doorstep doesn't desire, require up close where I can't control on the TV. A certain amount of distance is of utmost importance if one is to tolerate that TV. Ah, oh, just give me a just cause and let me back it up to the hilt. I've no traces of guilt. Allow me sponsor a homeless Celtic tiger from my dope subconscious has been so built, just making me so brainwashed that I am free of all forms of filth. Yet my inner man child and my outer man hind believes in the DNA of humankind alone. The selfless gene is helpless, for we need each other in order to be selfless. In this Doris day and age of the sexy broadband with, well, it seems ideal to me to broaden their grasp of shit. So let us say for the laughical that the philanthropical still is manifestical in the gaffical. Said the gaffical is too big, it's uncharitable, ungraphical. Now suspect stats, dodgy digits are decidedly dicey decibels. Can never represent us visually, now we collectively given it the decimals. We'll raise the roof and bring down the ceiling. Oh, You know, empathize, and we try rebrand it as feeling. We will tap up the cackle and the crackle of the greed and the 1%iness by hammering home the quality and the quantity of plentiness. No more belly emptiness as we nourish one mankind mission. Here, you can have this piano, and we'll even write the petition. No more poverty. That's it. We are done. The 99ers are united as one love, one heart. Let's get together.
Yoo-hoo!
I was kind of making that up a little bit there. It's been a while since I've brought that one for a while. This is a love poem to the chipper. Twice in the same chipper in the one day, and then I went home and I wrote a goof. Bag of chips. Quarter pound, a snack box and a battered burger. Now, proper order. Do you want Coke with that or water? Form a nice queue and give me a mannerly please. Would you like salt and vinegar and these? And just like that. Like Tommy Cooper, ladies and gents. Calm customers and scintillating sense. And that's the lunchtime school rush at the local chip shop. Spontane decision to pop in for a pit stop. Uniform kids blown into brown paper bags. The contents be shit hot. The boys bustle, show a bit of muscle while the girls gossip, sharing this lip gloss. And I pay over the top boss for a few slices of fried fucking spud. I don't know why I do it. It's like I do be needing all of that grease in my blood. I'm on the way again, strolling the streets in my hood. It's cold, but I pull up and there is warm peace in my hood, and in 5 minutes I'll be home. And while it's fresh, I'm going to pen this poem. I'm going to make it epic. Cue culinary. Life is evolutionary. Late night chipper is different the banter. It's busy and edgy, both sides of the counter. The sizzlers or the sauces, suspect, suspicious. There's a taste of trouble in the air, not so delicious. And no nice cues, tip wash the spookily squabble over the ketchup. This could be mayhem, as a drunk at hunger Colleen is this close to the wretch up. She lost her glamour getting hammered, now she's nailed to that floor. Oh, you've been there. Oh, but soon she is lifted and staggered in and twisted. And she's peeled girl toy dead out the door, and that's the neon. My pub rush up in nearby bistro. Drunk brain decision to pop into this gastro. Outside the rowdies roar on the road. Oh my, how we rear them. Inside the dissolving of the tension and the dissension of the quorum. And I pay me price for the dosage of sausage. I pocket me change using polite language. I'm on the way again. Seem to satisfy this hand itch. It's cold. I walk slow, looking forward to a naughty, pratty sound. I could go through my whole life and relate it back to the chipper. Fish on a Friday, the God called when I was a nipper. Sent round to the van, I got tiptoed into the estate, and then legging it back around to the gaff to dish out all that lovely luxury on the plate. Or the Chinese chipper, that was just this high up hole in the wall. Oh, I devoured the chicken ball and the pounce dish. Around its glow, we'd hang in a gang hard playing football like meerkats. We were secret meerkats, wide awake to each approaching football. Oh, and the alcohol as a youth, I must have been that unmannerly flute. Anything but cute in my fast food post-pub pursuit and treat. Looking back now, I scratch head in a nice kitchen with a nice cup of tea and nicely buttered batch bread. But the door to this memory I'm purposely leaving on the latch head, for soon I got to go into the other room and sit down and watch the match head. Oh, some footy, postpone my chip booty, now that would be truly epic. And wouldn't you know it, the look of a poet, the game's on Satanta. Poetic. He's having an old clue, listening, low rate in the listening. I don't know about the internet. I'm very good at having chats when I don't have one of these in my hand. I just want to fly through the goof. Get the beers in. This is the first time I'm doing this poem, so I'm going to try this one. Yeah. Is it very good to be able to listen to Friday night, whatever time it is, late? And what was it that Kylie Minogue said? I just can't get you out of my lying beside you in a smiley bed. Now I'm floating this street with a freestyly head, and I'm grinning at the thought of your giggling noise, so wonderfully silly and beautifully wise, mimicking the bird songs, the seagull cries. Now, bouncing this brick, my wee skull flies. Inside I can hear Frank Sinatra sing. I have got you under my skin. I want to tell everyone everything, and I'm childishly wishing us forever in. Who knows? We might be good at the match, like I'm 22 again. Are you the catch? Like the roof of this goof is traditional catch, like some birds can nest up and have a nail hatch, like the head bits connected to the heart bit. Fun feelings for you have only started. I miss you, although I've only left you. Unsure if I should or shouldn't text you. Oh, I could get done for kissing the corners of your lips. I could get done for lighting at the corners and the curvaceousness of your hips. I could get done for dealing glances unbeknownst to you. I could get done for dealing in dances in the disco with you. I could get done for over abusing metaphor. Fuck this, I am all in here, I cannot be betting more. In fact, I'm gonna drop getting done and just get that doing. I totally get this and totally get you, and time after time that we get to spend together only compounds my interest in spending more time there forever. Too financial, only want to be romantic. Sure, it all adds up to love, my love, and you are the most wanted, for you are easy to share space and time with, easy to talk and to rhyme with, easy to lie with, easy for me to be I with. Lovely the lackness of your need, lovely the kindness in your deed, lovely how effortless you fly, lovely how I can be just I. Gorgeous, the gentle of your shush, and gorgeous, the gentle in your touch, and gorgeous be you. And funny, you find me gorgeous too. And slowly is how we could take this. Really, I don't want to break this. I only want to try make this a harbour, a haven inside the matrix. For the head bit's connected to the heart bit. Fun feelings for you have only started. I miss you, although I've only left you. Unsure if I should or shouldn't text you. Very kind. It's very warm here. I don't know what to be doing here. Would you just like to sing along a little hook line or something?
Yeah,
why wouldn't we? You really want to. So the hook, it's a poem about Mars, I suppose. But it's more than that. I don't want to go into it too much. Fill in your own gaps. But the hook is, I hear her calling me, hear her calling me, hear her calling me home again. Hear her calling me, hear her calling me,
hear her calling me.
Thank you.
Home
again. The man's at the door. Oh, how she roared out. In now, your dinner is poured out. In now, you want it. Acoustically, it seems I am haunted by the ghosts of my childhood calling. Come on, come on, are you stalling? Come on, come on, are you playing? Nah, I'm staying in the Rose Range Rover, really straight. I hear her calling me, hear her calling me, hear her calling me home again. Now the man's at the gate, So the bellow travels further. And just wait until I tell your father. I thought I told you not to leave the road. I was busy breaking boundaries, mad leaving, fix the bow. The boy by the rules. Don't hang around the shops when it's Cuomo. Come on, we're going to stroke your pups. Cuomo, come on, then we're heading to the pond. Absconding from the Ross Range Rover right behind. I hear her calling me.
Hear her calling me,
thank you.
Hear her calling me home again.
She gets forward. The man's at the corner, position clap to hover. Overstep the border, position spot of bother. I'm not that late, man, we were only having a buzzer. Just wait till you tell your dad, but she never ever does. But sweeten her up with a cup, milk, no sugar. Tactile tactics, the mother's a nap at the barn, hugger, booger. No more within the Rover's Range, Rover's all rared up, but I can see it. Her oils, her nostrils, and her trousers all flared up.
I hear her calling me, hear her calling me, hear her calling me home again.
Thank you, lads. The man's on the mobile, the coverage is global, and chatting for a wee while makes this warm ear lobe smile. The man's not as agile and flat, she's fairly flagile. She's aging it in true style, she lives within a few miles. She has this hearing aid, she's unfond of wearing, so when she bells these days, she still starts to roar. When she asks about the poems, and I ask about her drawing, and then she yell bell tells that at six she'll be poor.
I hear her calling me, hear her calling me,
thank you,
hear her calling me home again.
We do one more time for the goobers.
I can have a
soup. I can
have a smoke break.
Thank you. Hear her calling me home again.
Thanks very much. Well done. Check it out. This is a little poem to the electric picnic. I went down on a Saturday morning, got back on a Sunday into the Monday late, and then wrote this and then collapsed. And it was the first time. I've been there three times. And I probably didn't say, that's another thing, because I've been so fucking anxious or something. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm very, very happy to be here. I'm very grateful and feel very chuffed. And that's, I wanted to say that. Because I'm in here. So we'll make a double clap if you're in here.
All Ireland Poetry Slam champion, Luke.
Don't know what that means. That doesn't really mean. Yeah.
Head up
the water. I'm retired. My punctured wheel.
Your punctuation is gone.
Yeah, my punctuation. yeah, Electric Picnic. In the zone. Shit, in the Have anybody ever been there? It's a festival view, anyway. It doesn't really matter, it's a picnic. Festival Horizon is what this is all about. So from the off it was on and we was right in it. How can 36 hours feel like one minute minute? Only in the door, as it were, and there is danger. There is stranger hoes. A pretty bird drapes me, but her name escapes me. Oh, she's looking for the drugs. There was me thinking we was old pals, but she just wanted a few pills. Never mind the state of the basement. Jack's best beware of the buzz of the juvenile jails. And I'm with me pal, and we're straight stamping across the where our goof will happen. He will host and perform. There'll be music, I'll be rapping. And it's treeish for chattish. It's crackish and quizzish. My talky eye and my gawky eye is busy and viewing the business that has taken place in this time and space around in my business, so I'm going to bring it back down and we huggy bear witness. It was people, rubber in their rubber boots, blubber in their blubber truths, wobbling in their welly tins, itchy calves and scratchy shins, squishy muck and schlepping schlepping bags. There was swirling lights and feckin' swirling flags. There was happy lasses and happy lads, getting tipsy mammies and getting cranky dads. And there was accidentally puck bottles and poor fistly gulp bottles and pop-up tents and lukewarm cans. Experience in some red hot bands. Oh, pleased to meet you. Sorry, didn't catch your name. You the first time, me the same. A nice embrace to start with. The fingers swished it apart with, and then back into those sections still uncharted. The main stage, the mind field, that soul and body is so surreal. I don't really know. There's just too much to see. Or just go with the flow and just let it be. Let it be. But everywhere you looked, there was something or someone to look at. And with all the music going on, there was no room for that Facebook chat. Now all of the senses were breakdancing, body popping, notes beatnik at the picnic, getting them with hippie hopping folks. Under closed canvas, a twin spare on scummel, it made no difference. Man, it was animal. It was like totally outer, otherworldly. It was like Dennis the Menace was playing head tennis with me, Elizabeth Harley, and the fucking mosquitoes with the bed on mojitos, controlling vampiros all over me feetos, Doritos, nice Doritos, making a meal out of some jelly beans, sweet. Like it was only yesterday, and already I'm flushing these flashbacks. We saw you around Tubber D when we went for the whiz and the flashbacks. See me? True story. See me wore this wrist thing, an artist thing, performer perks, access to certain areas, and not to where they parked at Angela Merck's. Oh, star. Wrecking across this universe on a mad, glad adventure through this temporary universe of many moons and even more black holes. Cracked out, smacked out, whacked out, crawled out of yours. You were far away, high five, this is my best part. Would you twist your lip and take a nip of some fire water? Best of all about the festival was the energy truly was electrical. It was eclectical, Jesus, it was biblical. My tongue feels older, I am still hung over. My ears have bled, I disown my own head. My eyes won't shut, my feet can't strut. It's official, this arse is a spent force festival. But if you ask me now, would I go back again? Drop the old hat, put down the old pen. Thank you. So that was the Electric Picnic last year, or a couple of years ago. But I was there last year, and when I went down last year, I went down again, similar, on the Saturday morning, and wherever dates it was moving from, like August to September, and I was moving out, and my whole life has changed, like, and but I didn't have a fixed abode on the Saturday. And then it was like Sunday, I got a text to say that I got a place to live in, you know, kind of way. So I was coming back to a new place on the Monday. And that was all just so, that is connected to this poem. Because this poem takes place Halloween a little bit later. I'll do this one and one more, and you listen to one. I'll have another point if the bar lady's having an ovation.
Yeah, give them a point.
Yay! Yeah. We'll all have a point. Anyway, see if I can get you. I've only done this a couple of times, so I shared this one. That's for me, Alex Ferguson. Maybe I'll do a loop on to football after that, and that'll be it. The object of football, just living in the future. This is called Dart. D apostrophe. See what I did there? Yeah. An upside down comma. On the dart with the daughter, destination Killiney. Sun is shiny, mostly finey. Truthfully though, it's difficult to describe how I feel inside. It's our first time together since the divide. school's out for the Halloween midterm breaky. Been busy lately hiding my hearty achy. Any wakey. Train's packed, grateful to have a seat. Picture it, sandy mint, moving slow enough to have a peek at certain spaces that were special to me and my younger youth. So I'm pointing out with past remarkability, but she's distant, remaining mute, preoccupied, on the phone, playing the game. Surrounded by my memory, disinterested in how I became the man I am. Me, an ex-boy. Now she's getting off on this handheld as if it was a sex toy, and I'm hatching up my next ploy when I notice an ever-glancing lady by the window who has this energy about her, an aura, a sort of a halo, where it looks locked and we smile a sort of a hello. Oh, you missed it, says I, that crow is sort of yellow. The daughter darts a goo, ever so briefly. I'll be Jesus, be Jiminy, a chocolate chimney. Now I'm aware I'm rhyming. I'm a wee sham da. I am all in here, a committed return tickety da. You see, rhyme had her back then, rhyme help me out now. Rhyme be a good friend and fall out me mouth. Now I'm a goodie in the hoodie, not the big bald daddy, but the daughter's always says, don't be a silly song, rabbit daddy. Ah, but before you the mobile, my child, you'd have took active part gladly. Fuck, you wouldn't have the fucking thing had I not fucked up so bad. Now, I think I'm thinking this when Ella glancing lady spies me sort of sadly. She then disengages me and reaches baggy, does a rootsy, locates pen and pad, she writes pensively, unquickly. Well, I jumped in, you taking the mic. Well, there's silver, it's blue-grey, now it's definitely blacky. Now I know my methods of badness are decidedly tom-tom tacky. Actually, I'm corresponding completely with this sadness. Granted, I wish I felt this pain a huge, much tadless and a mess, and yet I must remain strong. 10 minutes a day is okay, any more I'll do the brain lock. See, I'm staying in touch with the sorry I feel, and I'm hoping it's true and that time will heal, but right now, I'm staying out and stopping out and bearing up and blocking out the drift and avoid the core of me lost, avoiding reality at any cost. Cause I messed up big time big, so I did. I now live in a different gaff from my kid. And I'm learning how to stay close, though physically further. A dad adopt into the role of a faraway father. And Skype don't do it, and texts can't replace. And paradoxically, no technology can substitute for the subtleties now on her face as she bibbidi-bebops around this digital space. When swoosh, Ella glancing lady approaches, and she's oozing the grace. This is for you, says she, handing me her dart-felt jottings. She alights, I nod thanks and check for signs of daughter spottings. But she's deliriously digit-deep in a level that involves some serious button pressing. So I unfold the page, read these following words, suddenly relieved of all my stressings. I don't know who's more fortunate, you to have her or her to have you. Exclamation marks. I fry and took away the page. Let the salty water sting. We will get through this new phase in our daddy-daughter thing. What's most important to me is that she feels completely, utterly, totally blame-free. And within a couple of stations, she is voluntarily game-free. I lift up my arm and she silently snuggles into me, and we cruise to the coast for a stroll by the CC, my playmate, come back and play with me. Thank you very much. Slow. I don't know what to be doing now. I'll have a little. I think I'll look on the hip hop. So this has a little hook, you can all join in. He's ready?
Yeah.
Enthusiasm. Right. So this is the hook. Two verses, little up on hip hop, and that'd be me, I don't know what the time is there. Okay. From the fang to the wrist. You have to learn this now. From the fang to the wrist to the elbow, baby. Oh my, what's this? My arm's gone crazy. Shoulder locking, body popping, robot rocking, biddy bee popping, and there ain't no stopping, and the hippie bee hopping, and I'm so excited swapping, and I'm staring at sure bit. Look on to hip hop. Ah, Jesus. Now that I think of how we used to ring it. So, push. Now, I best break that down. That's breakdancing, playful Irish. Yeah, long before the now long gone lovely Livia, or before that lanky manky sperm man, we brought our lino when we rolled it out red carpet-esque outside the bank of Royal Hand. And we did windmills, roundabouts, donkey kicks, crowd walks, over the top slow-mo robotic mad walks and the fast talks. Oh, I love the patterns of that speech. So nice to think back to those days of Deus on the streets. See, we'd get the blast out of old school lock on the back then CIE 42C. If you wanted adventure, the city centre was the place to be. And we practiced our moves, we had them down to a Mr. T. Fearlessly free, it never bothered me to let no sister see. And we plenty of cardboard and plenty of cassette tapes. And in the naivete of the nostalgia, we was all close-knit best mates. Like if someone did a backspin or a head spin for the very first time. Well, that was gone and celebrated, had they gone and shared their very first moment. So from the fing to the wrist to the elbow, baby. Oh my, what's this? My arms gone crazy. Shoulder locking, body popping, robot rocking, yeah, the biddy bee bopping, and there ain't no stopping. Now the hippie bee hopping, I am switch sides swapping, yeah, I'm staring, I'm shocked. You learn by the watch, improve through the do, and before you knew, you was a member of a crew. You was a cog in the loop, you was a link in the chain gang, but no gangster, no bling, it was plain man, no chain man. It was Bruce Lee and Marley before the brain drain man. It was punky and disco stream wasn't so mean. It was this ocean of flow that fled from the concrete dome. It was Enter the Dragon as it was Exodus the Tomb. It was heart, it was soul, it was larynx, it was lung. It was the biggie old of the tall, looking out for the littly small of the young. And it was spray shaking Stevens doing the Steffi graffiti. I was a hooded claw breaking the law down Darndale's dark alleyway. Yes, no doubt without hip hop I wouldn't have come this far from my home, mate. Without hip hop I wouldn't be this fucking pound, mate. No, I wouldn't be so beyond the contestarone or the unpheromone. For hip hop taught me that a master and a mistress is necessary in the ceremony. So from the fing to the wrist to the elbow, baby. Oh my, what's this? My arm's gone crazy. Shoulder locking, body popping, robot rocking, biddy bee popping, and there ain't no stopping. Now the hippy bee hopping, I am switch side swapping. Stare, no shock. He's a very, very, Jesus, no. He's a very, very, very kind to be listening. So, gold star, our heads. I think we all share being young. So this is a poem to being a kid, being single digit days. Again, thanks for the ask, thanks to be here. Hope you have a lovely night, and I hope you just take part in the open mic. I believe it's going on for ages. I hope I haven't overstayed your welcome. I'm down for smoke. And I mean that in a nice way. So this is called Single Digit Days. Again, thanks. That's the last time I'll say thanks now.
Thanks, John.
In and the merry minstrel play, and palm my hand and parted spray me hippie spray, and the broken hearted polluted by the beer, poisoned by the ganja, tonk a tonk with their believe in me, a soldier pen off to meet the rhyme, leave me not a mind, but for me to find, only banished ghosty goblins of the tin and August vapors him and vogue and myth and lost laws of oak. Now that hockey brows are crumbling, sausages in the pan, sausages in the pan. Caught you, British bulldog! Oh, what's going on, man? What is up with my skittish skull, dog? Dudes, I am genuinely tripping here. Oh, mister, oh, sister, I've Michael J. Fox, my loquacious locks way back to yesterday. And old school kiddie games, childhood kiddie games, made up Nicky names, navigating tricky lanes. On a mini Esca with me friend, and I'm giving him a backer. I'm playing marbles, and I'm playing down the jacker. I'm playing piggy, and I'm skipping through a kiss chase, and hiding it and seeking it. Now, who did I misplace? I'm pissing in the bed, cause me pal said to pick up a piss in the bed. I'm getting tired of the knit and the stinky shampoo for the nits in the head. I'm swirling round the lamppost, like round with the weight of us and all of us in the gaff. For a little while, the eight of us. Oh, so happy clapping hands till the daddy got home, but I still wonder, did the doggy in the window ever get his bone? Soft climbing compliant knees as if I was hard scaling imaginary giant poetry. See the boards and the bees, the magical mystery. Those were the days, my friend. And in my mind, there is this aching point to rewind again, to return to the youth, to the really, really young youth. Back to when this mouth had yet to sprout the notion of one, two. Back to the bliss and must have been a baby, unaware, not the care, pooing and peeing and screaming havoc like crazy. Oh, see me, I feel by foam, stumbled, I am tripping nostalgic. I would be ever so greatly humble, were you to pull me back real quick. Reach over, reach under, reach up, but please reach in. Relax your cacks, a modest request, I am not beseeching. Subutio, oh, relievio, sketch, here's the gotchy. I'm a little bit older now, though not yet spotty splotchy. I'm still single digit days in those humongous summer holidays. The school full of such amazing, those humongous younger jolly days. Like, why would you rock when you could run? Summer sparkly had so much good fun. A chocolate bundle of energy, learning how to learn. What's the matter with me? Why do I yearn for the past so very much of late? Like, don't we all come back? We incarnate. Don't we all come back? Like, live forever, 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 forever. Affect the salubrious lip, just like Scroobius Pip. I'm writing God a letter. Dear sir, dear madam, how's Eve? How's Adam? God, what happens to those days when you've had them? And do you have a Noah's archive all the way up there in heaven? Whoops, gotta go. It looks like it's gonna snow. Goodbye, John. Oh, it's a bittersweet symphony. Life is one lifelong epiphany, and gradually we accumulate an insurmountable mountain of memory, and occasionally we climb to the caves to escape that reality. So be giddy. Bid me well. Can't you tell I'm off on a trade bond voyage? I'm mind-setting, jet-setting off on a trade bond nostalgia. I have 1-2 testing, 1-2 pack me bag. I'm well accustomed to this route. I will not get mindset, jet lag flowing, going right back to my youth. I have this return TikTok. I'm convinced it's still valid. I'm going back to the era when this pocket had no wallet. I'll look right bean. This 40 coat in me palette, I best hammer home this poem home now with an inflatable tinny mallet. Old school, old feel, old rhymer, old timer. No limple, no pimple, keeping it simple. Simon says we can have one more spit in the cherry bucket, but no more baby steps or giant leaps from mankind. We've already took it. Oh, in the merriment of play, in poem I have imparted.
Thanks, John Robin. Nice.
the donation jar there underneath the horse's head. If you want to send that round, if you've got any 20 cent or 5 cent or something.